Moving on in our briefings, we have representatives from the University of Maine and a few other programs. I'm going to start with the first person on the list, but if there's a different order that you have in mind, please let me know. So starting with the Sea Grant program, we have Gail, and you'll have to help me with the pronunciation.
Zydlewski.
Thank you. Go ahead, Gail.
Thank you, Senator Miramont, Secretary McCrate, and distinguished members of the Standing Committee on Marine Resources. For all of us at the University of Maine, we thank you for having us here this morning. And I'd like to start by just thanking you all for continuing to do your work during this extraordinary time. My name is Gail Zydlewski. I live and am coming to you today from my home in Hamden, the territory of the Penobscot Nation. The stories we will be sharing with you come from our work on the lands of the Maliseet, Mi'kmaq, and Passamaquoddy tribes, and we thank them for their stewardship of the land and continued strength and resilience in protecting it. I'm the director of the Maine Sea Grant Program at the University of Maine and a faculty member in the School of Marine Sciences. After me, you will hear from several of my colleagues who focus their time at UMaine on marine-related issues of interest to you and your work on this committee. What I'd like to do is start by telling you a bit about the Maine Sea Grant Program and the resources it puts at your fingertips. There are three main things that we do that make us a valuable resource to you while focusing on our nationwide mission to enhance the practical use and conservation of coastal, marine, and Great Lake resources in order to create a sustainable economy and environment. The three things are funding research, weaving educational opportunities into all that we do, and living in coastal communities, sharing that research while gathering needs of those communities to in turn inform research. So the University of Maine has hosted the Maine Sea Grant Program since 1971. So for decades, we have been working under our tagline, Marine Science for Maine People. The program is made possible in partnership with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And we are fortunate to have federal funds coming to Maine, and those funds require non-federal match. So we use this requirement to leverage the capacity, expertise, and resources of our program at every opportunity. We rarely enter into any project or program without numerous partners. So what do we do? We fund research relevant to issues and needs of our coastal communities. A majority of our budget is committed to research, and to ensure that federal funds are relevant to state needs, our research process is informed by stakeholder input. For example, we lean on our 25-member advisory committee to guide that process. Now, here is where you come in. We purposely include the chairs of this committee on our advisory board. So please share your thoughts with them so they can inform our activities. And we look forward to further engaging with them in our work. Our competitive research program funds projects of researchers at any institution in Maine. We are currently funding research on food safety guidelines for handling edible seaweed, a method to quickly detect harmful pathogens in oysters, identifying scallop populations that could potentially seed an industry in the state. And we just opened another research competition focused on Maine's climate action plan that you just heard about. We also have smaller grant programs to fund others in the state and region. For example, we are enabling the Penobscot Nation to conduct culturally relevant outreach to be used in a virtual curriculum firmly rooted in the Wabanaki worldview and homelands. Our marine extension team also conducts research. For example, work to conduct fish and wildlife research in the Penobscot River estuary. So the second thing we do is under the umbrella of education and workforce development. In addition to supporting students at all stages of their academic careers, we also focus on opportunities that provide continued education to those already in Maine's workforce. For example, our extension professionals have worked with scientists to develop and deliver aquaculture in shared waters, a training program aimed to help fishermen diversify opportunities. More than 250 individuals have participated since 2013, and there have been 30 new aquaculture businesses established with support from the program, and more than 100 new or expanded jobs due to diversification of economic activity. And the last way we meet our mission is through extension. Our extension team members are the movers and shakers of our team. They're the ones who live in and work in coastal communities. from Wells to Eastport, bringing science-based resources to Maine people. They have decades of experience listening to and collaborating with researchers and coastal communities, building partnerships and implementing our mission. And they know the issues well. They're quite a resource. Our extension team is different from teams of researchers at the university. Sea Grant's leadership to support stakeholder engagement and facilitation efforts are integrated into our entire portfolio and focus on issues such as diverse as workforce housing, ocean acidification, rockweed harvest management, and aquaculture development. Our engagement efforts emphasize the need to build local capacity for coastwide economic diversification, support inclusive and science-based public decision-making and planning, and support applied marine and coastal research and monitoring. Examples of our extension work include working with DMR to develop and deliver information sessions on how the public can engage in aquaculture lease hearings, engaging more than 50 organizations and 150 individuals to discuss the future of aquaculture in Maine, and investing more than $200,000 NOAA dollars into 5 aquaculture innovation projects through the Maine Aquaculture Hub, a partnership formed to identify and address barriers for the aquaculture industry, and working with several researchers from UMaine, Bowdoin, and DEP, where we are engaging 18 coastal communities to identify barriers and build capacity to adapt and build resilience to climate change, effectively implementing the community resilient components of Maine Won't Wait. We're also coordinating a regional lobster initiative, combining research and extension to develop and share knowledge and understanding with industry stakeholders from New York to Maine. You'll hear more about that from Dr. Rick Wally in a few minutes. So these are just a few examples to show you that we take our tagline, Marine Science for Maine People, very seriously. The breadth and strength of the collaborations of our program has established and maintained is demonstrated by hundreds of partnerships in place for decades. Building on these deep community connections, we were able to effectively help communities pivot during the COVID-19 pandemic. In response to COVID-19, we hosted a series of virtual discussions called the Pandemic Pivot, focusing on innovation and resilience in Maine seafood community, featuring speakers from the business sector, for example, from Hannaford and Atlantic Sea Farms, to Union River Lobster Pot in Ellsworth and Eros Oyster, a family-owned company in Georgetown. They have been freely sharing how COVID-19 has impacted their businesses and what innovative strategies they're using to adapt to changing markets and consumer needs in order to help one another. In addition, when we heard that communities needed direct support and the National Sea Grant Office directed funds to respond, we worked with our partners to develop Buoy Maine, a program focused on strengthening coastal marine, seafood, and tourism-related industries, highlighting the Maine brand and experience, and building resiliency and helping Maine's coastal businesses redefine operations during a pandemic. We recently awarded $128,000 of NOAA and partner dollars to support 10 projects ranging from a tourism project to enable Red Cloak Tours in Damariscotta to bring COVID-safe virtual waterfront tours to citizens throughout the state, to marketing projects highlighting the uniqueness of oysters from different waters of Maine to the world. Our extensive experience and skills in convening and facilitating discussions in coastal communities position us well to know what the issues are on the coast, and being located at the University of Maine enables us to innovate and find solutions for those issues. In addition, our national network allows us to draw on a wide range of experiences that can serve as a guide to Maine and help you in the work that is in front of you. I'll stop there to take questions, and on behalf of Maine Sea Grant, I hope you feel comfortable to reach out to us as a resource to conduct the important work that you have to do and your role on this committee.
Thank you, Director Zedleski. How'd they do?
Pretty good. If it's okay, I'll introduce the next speaker. Please. We'll each introduce each other. So now I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Josh Stoll. He's the assistant professor in marine policy at UMaine in the School of Marine Sciences. And he's going to share with you research on local and regional food systems in Maine and beyond. Take it away, Josh.
Thank